And to Britain we go. Rod, morning.
Good morning to you, mate.
It's something I watched the video over the weekend. So the poor bloke standing on the corner, and he's Jewish, and according to the police, he looks overtly Jewish, and on the other side of the coppers are the Palestinians, and there's something very wrong with Britain with that scene, isn't there?
Yes, and I think it's that which has registered. Rather in a way than the clumsy wording of the policeman who said, "You look openly Jewish," which is obviously got the whiff of 1936 about it and has gone down terribly, terribly badly, not just with the Jewish community, but with most people in the country. But it also gives the lie to what the boss of the Met, Mark Rowley, has been saying all along, and what the police have policed these marches by the Hamas supporters and the Palestinian supporters, which is that they are peaceable. Well, if they're peaceable, there wouldn't be a problem with a bloke in a yarmulke crossing the road, would there?
Exactly.
You know, that is so it's given the lie, which has been prevalent for 6 months now, which is that these are peaceable marches who mean no harm to anyone. Obviously, they do. And I think at the moment, Mark Rowley's position is still pretty much hanging in the balance. I don't think he's out with this yet at all.
Where does he take instruction from? Because one of the problems we have in this country with the police commissioner, it's accused that the police commissioner was a bit woke and he was following instructions from the previous government. Does the Met head follow instructions from the government, or is the Met head an independent operator who makes up his or her own mind on any given issue of the day?
Supposedly both, which is one of the things of being in a country with no written constitution, really, that it's all rather fudged. Properly speaking, the boss of the Met is answerable to the Home Secretary, and that's who it will be, who will either sack or not sack him. But supposedly they also have independence. The bigger issue is that, as with so many institutions in our country, it's been taken over by a wokish ideology, which is independent of the government and probably independent of Mark Rowley. Yeah. You know, it's been staffed with people who've been brought up in universities to believe these issues, all these tendentious issues, and trying to root that out, trying to change it, is a terribly difficult thing to do. And I talk to Tories about it. They genuinely don't know where to start. And they thought they'd started with the Met by putting Mark Rowley in, who was considered not woke, but no, that's where we are.
No such luck so far. China, the Germans rounded up three overnight. They claim we're on behalf of China spying. This parliamentary researcher, how much trouble is he in?
Yeah, how much trouble? He's in quite a lot of trouble. And some of that trouble will reflect upon some of the MPs, such as the quite widely respected Tom Tugendhat, Conservative, one of the leadership contenders, who were on the China Research Group within Parliament. He's been arrested, Christopher Cash, for passing information on to a hostile power. China has described it as a vile defamation, as you would imagine. It will have ramifications. One of the things it may do is sharpen the awareness a little bit of the extent of Chinese involvement and penetration of various state organs. I remember talking a year or two ago to Mike Pompeo, the American politician, who said when he dug into it, he literally could not believe the extent of Chinese penetration of so many organizations, including post offices, for example. He said it was remarkable. And so I think there will be now a greater awareness from our politicians as to what is going on.
Right, another chapter in our ongoing series of Where We At with Angela Rayner. Still there? Still in trouble?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be getting worse for her in that, quite clearly, and this plays into it as well, a large number of the people who live near Angela Rayner clearly can't stand the woman and are prepared to sign affidavits to say she lived in this particular place, not where she said she lived. And we now also have news that Labour destroyed a large number of documents which would have given more evidence as to where Angela Rayner actually lived. So this is rumbling on, and it is a problem for the Labour Party. It's too early to say whether it will mean the end of Angela Rayner. My guess is probably not, but it is something which is causing them a lot of problems.
Rod, we'll catch up. We won't catch up on Thursday because it's Anzac Day here, so we'll look forward to your company this time next week. Rod Little out of Britain.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.